Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
A California-based company moves into Nashville and takes over the top of the Gulch.
Are you in the market for a hotel? Well, several of Nashville's largest hotels have recently hit the market.
Plus, the East Bank is rolling along quickly with new renovations and more money being poured into the area.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. I think for a few months now, well, maybe more than a few months, a few years, Stuart and I have been talking about California companies moving into Nashville, Tennessee as a whole.
It's almost a daily occurrence.
It really is. We're talking about more California companies moving into Nashville than we have been talking about Amazon doing things in the area. So that's how significant you know these moves are. And what's more significant than a California company moving into Nashville is a company that has gone public in California. Well, just public in general in the stock markets. And then moving to Nashville. And I think it's a very interesting article that's coming out of the Nashville Business Journal. So this is a biotech company. Once again, Nashville, you know, kind of
the headquarters of that for the world.
The health capital of the healthcare capital of the world. And so we have a biotech, a public biotech company coming into Nashville from California. It is Revance Therapeutics Incorporated, and they began selling their first product in September. And so I think they realized when they were going to make big moves, they needed to make big moves in Nashville.
Yeah, which makes sense because, like, we are the healthcare capital of the world. And there's also, like, hundreds of different biotech companies here, especially in the Brentwood area. So this just makes sense. They're actually moving into the Gulch. And there's a new building in the Gulch. What's the building called? I always forget this name because it's brand new.
Oh, I can't remember. But they are
Gulch Union.
Gulch Union. This company is now occupying over 40,000 square feet of the top of this building. And so they're getting a great view of Nashville and a great view of the Gulch. And I think it's really interesting. So the head of this company, Mark Foley, he said that the company leaders decided instead of trying to entice people from that industry to come into California, they said so many people were out this way that they wanted to come into where all of the talent was, which is almost exactly what we said yesterday. I mean, we are telling almost the same stories for all of these companies. So you know Nashville is doing something right. And even with this, he said the company evaluated options in Arizona, North Carolina, Texas, which we talked about yesterday, Georgia, and Florida, all states that have several things in common. He also declined to identify the other finalist contender that Nashville topped. So that would be interesting to know, but I don't know why he's keeping it a secret.
I'm going to go out there and go on a limb. It's not a Texas. It's not a Texas competitor. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina is listed on here as well.
Yeah, so it's either Raleigh, North Carolina, or Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if it was kind of a curveball, too, if it was like none of these at all, and some, you know, very random, like, hey, we're going to Alaska.
Found this in the glacier of Alaska.
Name that movie.
We're a biotech in Alaska. But one thing the pandemic has proven in this city is hotels are on the threads of surviving here in this town.
Yeah, we knew that when we saw the numbers for hotel occupancy, probably June-ish, May, June, July.
Like 8%, 9%. Typically, it's like 200%.
I don't think you could physically do that.
Oh, hotels oversell all the time, Aaron. Literally, I've worked for hotels where they were at 145% occupancy.
And they made it work?
No, they had to buy the rooms from other hotels.
That's crazy.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we were at like 8% in the middle of like when CMA Fest was supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
Typically, that's like 200%.
Yeah, and so obviously this has caused a lot of disparities for the hotels in downtown Nashville, leading two of some of Nashville's largest hotels to be placed on the market. One is the Renaissance Hotel, which is very sad because it's right next to Fifth and Broad, which is probably going to bring a lot of traffic to that area. So I think it's going to be sold. I don't think it'll have a problem being sold. It's just a matter of time of when, because one of the unique things about the Renaissance is they did some major renovations maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
And it looks incredible inside the hotel.
They did a really, really good job. But in 2019, they took out a loan for $240 million, and none of which has apparently been paid back, according to financial filings made to the bond holders. So they're definitely not going to be able to pay off $240 million right now, because the hotel is valued at $216 million, took a 25% drop from the end of 2018. So this is going to be once Nashville gets on the rise for somebody, for an investor, this is going to be a major successful investment story. But that's not where the hotels that have ended the market, that's not where this story ends. The Sheraton, which is not too far away from here, from the Renaissance.
Yeah, it's so just a little north. The Renaissance is on Commerce Street between 5th and 7th Avenue. And then the Sheraton is near the Tennessee State Capitol, right there off of Union Street. And, man, this is such an interesting property. When digging into this, like, we learned a little bit more about the history of this building, and we're like, oh, wow, we're going to dedicate an entire episode to this hotel.
Yeah, so more on the Sheraton as far as its kind of uniqueness and history a little bit later. But the Renaissance is, I believe, the third largest hotel in Nashville, at least as far as people they employ. Sheraton is the fifth largest hotel in downtown, and they have also hit the market to be sold. They've hit a very big low, because in 2018, with their evaluation, they've dropped 33% since 2018, and that was back in July when that number was evaluated. So it could be close to 40% on the value of this property, which is just mind-blowing, because Nashville was going 30% in the upward direction before then. So some investors are going to make a killing off of this, and they're in the same situation as the Renaissance, where they took out a major loan right before the pandemic, and they haven't been able to pay it back. And I believe whoever's buying it is also acquiring a good chunk of their debt as well. But still, if Nashville is on that same rise that we've seen before in Nashville, that's going to be money made up very quickly with these hotels and these markets here, because these are nice hotels. They're not going anywhere. And some investors going to have a field day.
They may change names. Like, that's a very realistic possibility. Yeah. So I don't know if they're corporately owned or if they're third party owned. So there definitely could be name changes, but I wouldn't expect to seeing these buildings being knocked down for something else.
Yeah, no, I don't think so at all. We probably won't see most of the public. We won't see any change as far as, you know, what our eyes see most likely. It's just all the behind the scenes stuff that's probably going to change. So hopefully that happens soon and that gets Nashville back on the up and up. All right, it is time for Explorers, the Nashville tip of the day.
Explorers Nashville tip of the day. It's a great day for some comfort food.
It is. Stuart and I were talking about this earlier. I think it's because I've gotten a couple cast iron things for Christmas. And so, I mean,
and you primarily
you make a lot of comfort food
in the winter.
Cast iron's good for comfort food.
Oh, it's so good. And one of the best places to get comfort food in downtown Nashville is Puckett's on Fifth Avenue.
Puckett's just brings a smile to your face.
Man, I'm just going to read some of their stuff on their menu, because this brings me comfort just thinking about it. And the first thing I think of when I think of Puckett's, I think of Piggy Mac.
Yeah, their barbecue's got to be a part of their major, major items. And that Piggy Mac is no exception.
So this comes in a cast iron skillet.
It does.
It's topped with pulled pork. It's a white cheddar mac and cheese. It also has biscuit crumbs on top. It's delicious. Another one of my favorites is their smoked meatloaf. I don't know if you've ever had their meatloaf.
No, I haven't.
But Puckett's brings the meatloaf.
Smoked meatloaf sounds really good.
And that's some good comfort food to me.
Imagine I wish if smoked meatloaf was smoked in the same smoker that barbecue, their pork barbecue was smoked in, that would be incredible. I would not mind that at all.
Oh, man. I'm getting so hungry. another great comfort that's found here in the South is Southern fried chicken. Mm. Just the comfort food delight at Puckett's in downtown Nashville.
It really is. If you're looking for a good brunch on the weekends, they have an amazing brunch as well. So Puckett's, if you're looking for some good winter comfort food whenever it decides to get cold here in Nashville, then Puckett's is going to be the place for that. That is Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the unique code Nashville Daily and get 10% off their next online order and in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
I'm going to put out a question of the day there, and you can respond by texting us at 615-392-1358. What do you want to see along the East Bank in Nashville? There, we have an entire episode where we talked about what's being proposed, what's being thrown around there, and what are some possibilities for the East Bank. We'll link that show in the description for the episode so you can hear about it. But what do you think is needing to be placed in the East Bank as we go along? Is there a riverfront place that you really admire in other cities that Nashville could really mimic? And I know it's going to be hard. The Cumberland's not as big as some of the other riverfront areas in the U.S. But I'm curious to hear what you think. 615-392-1358. Let us know what you think should be along the East Bank River. Well, we've got a few things and a few updates along the East Bank River, some that we won't even be able to get to today because there's a lot of information to get through, especially with River North, because the city is now actually getting a little bit of a break along River North in the development of it. There's been some more upfront money that's put in there where the city doesn't have to put up as much money in there. And we'll talk a little bit more about updates along the River North area. But also we're going to head south over to Nissan Stadium along the riverbank, something that a stadium like that is always going to need attention. But with an East Bank development kind of on the forefront of everybody's mind, I think Nissan really knew that it wasn't just an extra coat of paint that's going to get fans excited for renovations at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be the extra coat of paint because they did
because they've done that.
They did that like 2 years ago, and their ticket sales still haven't improved, even though we've gotten into the playoffs. And
COVID did not help ticket sales at all.
But East Bank is on a lot of people's minds right now because it's been heavily discussed in the last month here in the city of Nashville.
And along like the Metro Council and throughout the city.
Architects and everybody, we've talked about it. So everyone's been talking about East Bank. But the thing I think that's really fascinating with just what Nissan is proposing is they're proposing some of like a very mixed use area as well as like everyone else is proposing. And I think if the Nashville Stars baseball stadium is ever built, it's going to be built right there across from Nissan Stadium. And I think these two stadiums are going to blend so well together with entertainment and with restaurant spaces and retail. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
So what the Titans have done is they've sent out some images. We're going to talk about what these images are. And they sent them to fans and season ticket holders and are really getting feedback on A lot of the kind of concept art images that they're distributing right now, they're going to have people in focus groups and surveys and everything to see what these renovations really should be about, what they need, and what either people like or dislike about them. So we're reading from the Nashville Business Journal right now. You can view these along with us by clicking the links in the show notes. But the team's objectives with the stadium renovations are to develop a range of products and amenities that will improve the fan experience across the spectrum, from free and available to all areas to super premium and everything in between. I think that's super critical to have some free areas because, you know, if you're, I mean, obviously there's tailgating going on in the parking lot, but if you're just somebody walking in from the downtown area, obviously you'd have to be within somebody's specific group probably to tailgate. And otherwise, if you don't have a ticket, there's nowhere for you to enjoy the Tennessee Titans in that area. And I bet what they're thinking is if you get somebody to hang around there for a few minutes, they're probably just going to buy a ticket and go on inside.
Either that, or if you have to look at the demographic of people who watch football too, you need to accommodate to everybody who is a fan of the sport.
And I mean, you're not only going to have possible ticket sales, but concessions for people who are not even in the stadium, I think would be a huge boost to the revenue with them.
Especially like if it's like a free concert before the game, like you go and you're like, oh man, this is a cool like outdoor park free concert. And
sure.
You're like, oh yeah,
After, especially if they win.
Oh yeah, especially if they win, and then like doing some type of like fireworks celebration after each win or something like that. That may be too soon of the Nashville bombing, but
yeah.
you have to accommodate to every demographic that's going to be there, and there's going to be people going to the football game for the first time, and they've never been, and they're going to have young children, so you're going to have activities for young children and for families, and it's going to be really cool what they have planned.
And you've got to build a little bit of Nashville into it. This football Nissan Stadium is, it's not ranked very high on the list of, you know, enjoyable stadiums for football fans. And so they know they need to bring a little bit of Nashville into it. We know what Nashville likes. They know what Nashville likes. And I think they're really kind of adjusting to see what Nashvillians, how can we bring that experience to here? So we're going to walk through a few of these concept images for the Nissan Stadium upgrades to see what is on the brains of everybody who's going through this. The first big thing that we see, it's probably going to be the biggest addition to Nissan Stadium, is a place called Titan Event Plaza.
Yeah, so this is on the south side of the Titan Stadium. Close to the pedestrian bridge. There's a lot of parking lot space there, but this looks like it's going to be like a concessions type area. This is where some of your free activities may be, like your concerts. They're also going to have a screen, it looks like, on the outside facing away from the stadium. So people probably on the pedestrian bridge can watch some of the game or some of the events happening at this plaza.
Yeah, it looks like several restaurants, in quotes. I don't know how restaurant-y they'll be. Places where you can grab food, a few rooftop patios, some covered areas. I think that's good. And some places where you can watch concerts, probably pre- and post-game entertainment from outside the stadium, but still concentrated around Nissan Stadium and the Titans. There's also, I see a barbecue sign on there, which always would get me excited. Sign me up for that.
But the cool thing is this concert stage that's going to be right there.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be used like in the middle of Titans games. Because what they've done previously, if they had to use this little section of the field, it was super small.
They do that with even at the Preds games, they have a small little area for the band. Yeah. So I think could even be improved to something like this.
So I think this is going to be like a dedicated thing. It's going to have high end video equipment, so they could stream it into the big screen.
Yeah,
the stadium.
I like that.
And so they're going to have a dedicated spot for a band to perform for a halftime show or for, I don't know, for something during
the
events.
I think that's fantastic, because even when we were at the soccer game, the band was situated in such an awkward position. And so it's just not a place that's dedicated for that. So having this dedicated space and for the benefit of fans, I think is going to be fantastic. So that's the biggest piece of Nissan Stadium for the upgrades. And really what the theme has been is improving entertainment areas and making better use of things that are very dull along the East Bank, like the parking lots outside of Nissan Stadium.
Which are very dull.
Yeah, mostly very, on the dull. East Bank side. I think they'll probably still keep what's on the east side. But on the west side of the stadium near the East Bank, I think they are converting a lot of that space into less parking lots and more things that are going to be complementary to Nissan Stadium.
It's going to be interesting because if I remember correctly, I don't think the city owns all of those parking lots. I think the state owns at least two or three of those parking lots.
I bet that's such a mess.
It's a mess because state employees can park there for free and city employees can park there for free and take transit over to the offices. But it's going to be really interesting because I think you can have room to possibly develop all of those parking lots and then just open some killer rooftop bars in that area. It's going to be really interesting to see in 5 years.
Oh, for sure. One of the other things they're bringing in is a field club concept that features a premium seating area built into the service level of the stadium. The club images areas for high-end food and beverage with line of sight to players entering and exiting the field. Club would operate before, during, and after games, and obviously could be used for other non-football events, because when you build an event center in Nashville, you got to build it for everything.
But the interesting thing is the renderings of people. They look like they're like 2D beings in this 3D space. It's just really funny. Another area is the Corner Club concept, which features an indoor-outdoor premium area that includes a covered outdoor bar and premium lounge seats, providing views atop the corners of the lower bowl of Nissan Stadium. And they have a good old photo of Jack Daniels right there.
Also, there's something called the Upper Deck Club concept, and that features a covered bar adjoined by standing room only and general seating space would provide premium experience for the 300-level ticket holders. So that way they feel like, okay, I want to have a little bit of a club experience, but I don't want to pay the club levels. Therefore, I know I have a dedicated bar and a roofed area that I can walk in and not have to deal with all the other concession stands and those lines. So I think that's a pretty cool concept to give the 300-level people.
But this other photo or rendering of the Corner Club concepts indoor outdoor premium area includes a covered. Okay, but this rendering is awesome because it has a lot of natural glass, so you have a lot of like natural light coming in, and it's like a multi-story club. Like it looks really cool.
Imagine a high-end hotel lobby with very high ceilings and natural light coming in. This is exactly what this indoor space is like for that Corner Club concept. And I think they did a really good job with this rendering. Even though we have the Titan Event Plaza, that rendering really, I think, says what they're dedicated for the people who are willing to, you know, go in and buy a little bit more of an expensive ticket and knowing they're going to get a better experience inside of Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. So there's that building in Wedgewood, Houston, that's being built that has a supposed lazy river.
Yes, I will not forget that.
You know, it'd be really, really cool if Nissan Stadium had a lazy river so you could watch the game in a lazy river. Why the big screen's just there.
You'd have to have video boards all the way around it.
That would be pretty amazing.
I mean, I wouldn't complain if that happened at all. But we already have the Cumberland River there. So
yeah, but a lazy river you can actually go sit in, man, because that Cumberland River is disgusting.
It's disgusting, and it moves pretty quickly. And then the one of the last photos that they have is the Titan Event Plaza, just kind of from a higher angle on the south side. And so, they are planning to use it before and after games. It says it's going to be a wraparound video board, which will be a very interesting. Maybe so that people even on the pedestrian bridge and going downtown can kind of see a little bit of what's going on there and they don't have to miss out as well. But that's going to be a huge area, partially covered, I'm noticing, for part of this as well, kind of two levels once you get a little bit closer into the arena area. But they definitely plan on this being a central feature of getting fans into the stadium area and hanging out and maybe moving a little bit closer from downtown into the stadium before and after the games.
Well, ideally, you want people there longer so they spend more money. That's the ideal. But I think what's really cool is I imagine like across the street where that old Thai place was.
Yep.
And where Limelight is or was.
Or will be no longer.
will be no longer. And what's going to happen with Travel America, like I'm envisioning all of these people that live in this area or they work in this area and there's going to be like a Monday night football game. They're just going to leave their like apartment and go to the Titans stadium. There's going to be thousands of people walking there. It's just going to be really cool to see in 5 to 10 years.
I'm really surprised a new restaurant is not already building right there because that's prime restaurant space before and after games. And on that side of the river, you don't really hit your good restaurants until you're probably a mile down the road
into Gallatin,
on that side of the river.
Yeah. I think until Gallatin Pike.
Yeah. And so I'm very surprised with the amount of space that's sitting there on the East Bank. Or maybe they know if they build a river there, they're just going to end up getting knocked down because a skyscraper is going to be going up there. So maybe we're waiting for the big things to come in. But the lack of restaurants in that particular area is very weird.
I think that's going to change. This is going to be an interesting question to see if this happens. Do you think the juvenile detention center in downtown is going to be moved?
Oh, there's no way it's staying.
Oh, yeah, there's no way
it's staying.
That's like the primest real estate in town.
Yeah, it really is. My mind is still boggled why it's there, how it got there. I'm sure there's an interesting story behind that. But, yeah, no, it's within 10 years may be a safer guess. Within 10 years, there's no way it's still there.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's going to be interesting. So in the future, we're going to be talking a little bit extensively about River North. There's a few updates with that are pretty important. But, yeah, that's East Bank and the Titans Stadium.
Yeah, let us know what you want along the East Bank, what you think about the Titans updates, anything like that. You can text us at 615-392-1358. All right. Our local artist of the day is John Mullins with his song Better Man. It's a fantastic song. You can find his Spotify in the show notes. You can find his website there as well. You can also find him on our Nashville Daily Artist of the Day playlist, which we have linked in the show notes. Get that playlist to follow. Make that one of your top priorities in 2021. Get to know some Nashville local artists. I guarantee you this playlist will be the best way to do that. A little bit about John. He's been in Nashville for 10 years, so getting to be a Nashville veteran right there. Here is John Mullins with Better Man.
It's only human nature just to give up on somebody that you don't understand. I know you got a million reasons to let me go, but now I'm asking for another chance. We can make this work. I would do anything for you. I didn't know I was wrong. Whatever I need to keep you up, I will learn to be a better man for you. I will learn to be a better man for you.
Yeah.
And that was John Mullins with Better Man. You can find him over on Spotify or with our Nashville Daily Artist of the Day playlist. Now for tomorrow's episode, everybody should be getting around, maybe $600 here soon. So we've got some ideas of maybe how to spend that if you're looking to shop local.
Yeah, in the 12 South region or area of Nashville.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.